Beyond the Horizon presents the 19 Fundamentals of the Ohio National Guard. In every episode, two Guards members sit down for a straightforward conversation, breaking down one fundamental, how it applies, and why it matters. These are the principles that drive our culture, sharpen our readiness, and keep us mission-focused. Let's get into it.
I am Major Matt Kemper. I am in the 124th. I am the commander for the squadron.
Hi, everyone. I'm Trent Seitz. I'm a flight chief for the all-source flight in the 124th Intelligence Squadron. So in addition to my roles as a flight chief, I'm also a resource advisor, the self-assessment program manager for our squadron.
The fundamental that we've been asked to do is be relentlessly efficient. We've also been asked, what does this mean to us? I think specifically for myself, I think being relentlessly efficient means just managing your time correctly. And just one thing with time, it's just with me, I value it a lot. I think every day is important to us, where it's never guaranteed to have tomorrow. And so ever since I was younger, I always tried to just maximize my day. I tried to just jam-pack it with as many things as possible, but at the same time, especially with this principle, it's important to manage that correctly and balance it, because it's pretty easy to get inefficient pretty quickly with just jam-packing things into your day and doing multiple things. I'm sure we'll go into that further.
So being relentless efficient, to me, it means making sure every action has a purpose. So we also ultimately want to streamline processes, encourage innovation, and maximize the value of everything we have available to us. So really, when I think of being efficiency, I think of money, funding, days and dollars, and most importantly, time for our members. So we want to avoid wasted effort, wasted money, and wasted opportunities. We don't want to cut corners, but we do want to work smarter and not harder so we can accomplish more of the resources. We can accomplish more with the resources that we have available to us. So really, to me, it's taking a step back and trying to understand if this is the best use of my effort at this current time, and also the best use of my team's effort at this time as well.
So the most important thing about efficiency, to me, like I stated earlier, is time. So I'll give you a couple of examples. When I was a young officer, pretty quickly, when you're learning how to be a lieutenant, and at the time I was full-time, things often get piled on you, but that's purposeful, because when we're trying to teach our CGOs how to be officers, it's important to show them, hey, you're going to get busy, and this is how you manage your time, and guide them through those steps to teach them their own way of really getting through those struggles and those stressors. And as you go through life, as we all know, you have kids, you start coaching, you create side hustles, you do different things in addition to your already busy life that is always getting busier. And it can just get more stressful if you don't find those ways to manage those times. So when I was really young, I was working for Colonel Rudy from the state, and she was in the 124th, and she was my commander. It just seemed like the tasks just kept on coming every single day, and the list kept on getting longer, and there was no other route to solving the problem than just getting the things done. So rather than spending more hours of just grinding on tasks and things like that, through a couple years of just reading different books and following my mentors like Colonel Rudy and also Sammy Davis, that used to be a wing commander, they've taught me different ways of just managing just time better, and that there's a couple different ways to do that. One of the books that I've read in the past, it was called The One Thing, and it's a really simple book, really easy book to read, and it has really one principle to it. So it's actually kind of boring, but it has the things that are taught in it were pretty valuable when I was much younger. So in the book, The One Thing that is really highlighted through there is just really focus in on that one topic rather than being scatterbrained all the time and jumping from topic to topic throughout the day or month or year, and plan everything out to a T. So if you're looking at your day, map out your hours, even your rest and your workouts and your things like that. Program that into your day so that you have dedicated time for each little thing, and it's written down, it's in your calendar or whatever tool you use for managing your day. And I still do that to this day, where I carry around a book that even on my Saturdays and Sundays, I know what times I'm coaching sports, what time I'm gonna work out, I've gotten to a point where I know that's going to be flexed and changed, but then I adapt my schedule. But I know what I'm doing before I do it, and I plan it and I prepare it before I get there. So every day I try to look towards the next day in the evening, and I plan things out just in that fashion. So as I kind of grew being an officer, and like I said, learning from my mentors, those tasks get bigger and they become more strategic. And then it's not just planning your day. It turns into planning your month, your year, and then other people's multiple years. So at this point, you know, now I try to plan out, hey, what's the future for the next 3 years for the 124th and potentially the ISRG, and how can I maximize the next 3 years for all the people that are working with me? And then in addition to that, how can we tear that down to today? You know, really breaking it down to the next couple months of, like, we need to get these things accomplished to get to that end goal. And then in addition to that, we're taught things throughout our careers in the Air Force. So depending what place you come from, so in ops, there's different ways to manage missions and plan out different ways to get to a very specific goal. I use tools like that just to even manage normal things. Like my kids plan to become great at soccer, or my daughter's plan to become a great cheerleader. I help them break that down with the tools that I've learned through the Air Force, either working operations or through the different classes I've taken on, like Six Sigma, or the things that the Air Force has provided me. So it's just definitely a combination of multiple things that I've been lucky enough to absorb over multiple years of just getting old now, that have taught me how to just value each second and each day, and look towards tomorrow, but really focus on what you're doing right at that moment in time, and what today has to offer.
So how, you kind of touched on a little bit, but how do you show efficiency in daily work? Like, how do you keep yourself on track?
I find that I live and die by to-do lists and task trackers, what I'll call like mind maps in that case. So really, to me, it comes down to organization, being able to juggle between tasks and being kind of agile in that case. So my daily workflow, it seems like every week I start out with what I'll call like a template of basically just like reoccurring tasks that are paired by each additional duty. And as new things come up or new fires come up that we have to put out, I'll add those to my list. And then at the start or end of each day, I'll kind of like take a look at that list, and I'll prioritize tasks based off how urgent or important they are. So if something is urgent and important, I ultimately tell our team we have to do it now. And if it's not as urgent but still important, we can kind of decide and plan for it. Similarly, if it's urgent and not important at all, we can kind of, well, I wouldn't say not important at all, but if it doesn't require the expertise to do it myself, we can delegate it to others. And if it's not urgent or important, we can look to see if we can delete it or just kind of keep that on the back burner for the time being. So to me, this kind of comes down to getting the team more involved, and it keeps everyone engaged as well to help us prioritize our task. I'll also try to batch similar tasks together. And that helps me eliminate distractions and kind of block time to do each of my responsibilities.
So in that, being more organized helps kind of eliminate any kind of waste, time waste, money waste, the more efficient you are. So why isn't eliminating that waste, any kind of perceived fraud or abuse, so important? And why do you think it's like part of the being relentlessly efficient? It's like calling it out when you see it.
At the end of the day, if you manage things correctly, so resources, you plan the things for your different additional duties, core functions, and for me, managing my squadron efficiently, I think all that stuff kind of goes away. So if you're doing it correctly and you program the time to make sure you're educated on the days, dollars, and things that you're using, that's like the initial number one. But then you're also delegating it to the proper person, not just an RA, but just someone that actually fits a role. They know what they're doing. And then you build that trust for them. Then you're efficiently managing your people as well. There's a really good book out there called Traction. I've read it probably six times, and I have the workbook and things like that. But it talks about building the perfect business and how to do it, and it talks all about just efficiency of how to do that properly. And it goes hand in hand with military for sure. But it talks about just getting the right person in the right seat. And sometimes in the military, we want people to grow their skills in those roles, but they're not efficient until they know the job properly. So specifically when you're talking about time, money, fraud, waste, abuse, things like that, the quickest way to do all those things is put the wrong person in the wrong seat and watch them spend money incorrectly. So commander, senior NCOs, mentors, and supervisors, that's their job to make sure that we get them to be that right person, and then don't turn that trust button on until they're fully prepared and they're managing their lives efficiently, and you can trust them. So without all those different things, you're not going to run your squadron or your organization correctly and efficient at all.
So yeah, when it comes down to it, we're ultimately trusted stewards of the nation's resources. We're specifically trusted with time, money, equipment, and people. And with those people, time is our most important resource. So relating this to my experiences, I often think of our mess training for our new members that come back from tech school. So I think when I first joined the squadron, I had 120, maybe 150 days. The unfortunate reality is that we can't always count on those days to be there. And if they are, it might only be 70 days. So with this, we oftentimes have to take a look at our training and make sure that we can still get the same valuable training for our members, but oftentimes do it in less time. So with that, oftentimes we'll take a look at our MTTLs or our master training task list. We'll make sure they're still relevant, but we also just have to try to bake in different processes to make them more efficient and really cut down on the time that it can take to get people through each block or each milestone of their training pipeline.
And in that efficiency, like, how does that give us an advantage?
In terms of our mission, creating more ready airmen gives us a strategic advantage because it builds the bench for folks that can do things. The more analysts we can have on box, it really helps us kind of empower our subordinates through this training. We can also really mentor others to identify and implement solutions and really encourage innovation across our teams and develop new leaders.
So kind of going off of what he just talked about, so I had the liberty of being in the same squadron, but many, many moons ago before when it was just getting stood up and we didn't even know what cyber was. So we had F-16 pilots and maintainers and things like that moving all around the base. And a lot of the maintainers were coming over to the Intel group, and we were trying to figure out how to do cyber and SIGINT from an Air National Guard perspective. At the same time, the whole entire Air National Guard was trying to figure that out, and we weren't trusted by our counterparts in active duty yet because their training pipelines were catastrophically longer. They took sometimes up to a year or longer to get through their pipelines for training, and that just wasn't an option for us at all. So not only did we have to learn how to do the things that we're now doing, but we also had to rewrite the training through an innovative way and be resourceful to basically show our counterparts that, hey, we have the right skill sets to manage training efficiently with the time that we have and do less with more, basically. And so now, fast forward multiple years from when we stood up around basically 2012 to now, we're highly trusted by all of our counterparts, and they value the fact that we can do things faster and with less. And we also have skilled people outside of the wing from a DSG perspective, making us even faster and better through being innovative with our efficiency as well.
You've been listening to Beyond the Horizon, the 19 Fundamentals of the Ohio National Guard, produced by the 178th Wing Air National Guard Base in Springfield, Ohio.